Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Dr. Honigman is here, and the countdown is underway for Winter Wonderland Sale, Weiner Wellness Week, December 1st through the 8th. We're going to tell you all about that. You're going to talk to him, I'm sure, during that week, and all of the great people that we just heard their names mentioned moments ago, Dr. Orbach, Jeffrey Nisnik and company. But we've got an incredible topic to discuss today, too. But first, let's let him introduce himself to you, the audience, and get underway with another edition of Get Well Naturally on KDKA Radio. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, Rob. It's great to be with you again. And hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Get Well Naturally. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center and a lifestyle and wellness-oriented chiropractic doctor who also holds a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. I use safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. It is not a generic treatment for a condition to take away symptoms. My objective is health restoration, and the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root cause of a chronic disease such as diabetes, I can help you. However, I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you are taking drugs, you are not to stop taking them on your own. But rather, as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I have helped many patients and clients achieve this. To make an appointment, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. Our Greentree Crafton location is at 2419 Baldwick Road. Our website is drweiner.com. Today's topic is all about influenza, commonly known as the flu. But before we begin, I am once more happy to announce that Weiner Wellness Week, Winter Wonderland, is just around the corner. It begins next Saturday, December the 1st, and will continue through the following Saturday, December the 8th. And it is our last Weiner Wellness event of the year, with the next one not occurring until March of 2019. Hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can always visit our website to get a full listing of all of the speakers, as well as the times that we will be open. Now, we want to end this year on a very high note, so we will make this event interesting, informative, entertaining, and fun. And as usual, it is no cost to you. There will be free, healthy, and delicious vegetarian food, free samples of some of our most popular supplements, and in addition, you will save a lot of money on the highest quality supplements, laundry detergent, personal care products, such as our natural soaps, shampoos, deodorants, toothpaste, and more. Most people are aware of the toxins in our food, such as pesticides, fungicides, growth hormones, antibiotics, food colorings, preservatives, and other additives. But many are not aware of the dangerous chemicals and additives that are found in our personal care products, such as formaldehyde and triclosan, chemicals associated with toxicities, thyroid and reproductive problems, hormonal imbalance, and even cancer. At our Winter Wonderland event, You can replace your chemical-laden personal care products with safer, more natural products at great savings. And of course, the main event, as usual, is that the bulk of our high-quality supplements will be at a very substantial 30% discount. And that includes Douglas Labs, Biotics, Olympian Labs, Metagenics, Pure Encapsulations, Nutritional Frontiers, and more. And if you have questions about the supplements, there are true healthcare experts. And notice I said experts, not expert. There will be many experts available to help you make the right choice. However, remember, this is a free event. No strings attached. There is nothing to sign up for. There is nothing that you have to attend. But if you do need help, you can be sure that you will greatly benefit from the expert advice. And I highly recommend that you take advantage of this offering. In addition, there will be free, entertaining, and highly informative presentations every day. Call our office at 412-922-9355 for the schedule, or visit our website at drweiner.com and view the schedule there. I will be presenting on Tuesday, December the 4th, Blood Pressure, the Silent Killer, the number one risk factor for death, so listen carefully. That's from 12 to 1 p.m., On Wednesday, December the 5th, it will be Don't Stress Out, It Can Kill You. What to Do for Stress, Fatigue, Anxiety, Brain Fog, and Your Adrenals. That will be from 1 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, December the 7th, Cardiovascular Disease, How to Prevent or Reverse. And the answer is not statins. And that will be from 12 to 1 p.m. Saturday, December the 8th, is the best diet and supplements to prevent or reverse diabetes. And that's from 12 to 1. So on Tuesday, Friday, and the last Saturday, I will be speaking from 12 to 1 p.m. And on Wednesday, it will be from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be sure to allow time at the end of each presentation to answer your questions. Now, let's get to today's topic, which is all about influenza, commonly known as the flu, and I will use the terms interchangeably. This is a very important topic this time of year, and at the Weiner Wellness Center, we have excellent supplements to strengthen your immune system to help you prevent getting the flu or shorten the length of time you are sick if you contract the flu or a flu-like illness. Soon I will tell you about them so you can take advantage of the 30% discount that will be available to you starting next Saturday, December the 1st. So flu season is here, and influenza, commonly known as the flu, is a contagious respiratory disease caused by viruses. It can result in a mild to severe illness, and it can even lead to death. Before I scare you, I want you to know that flu is usually a 7 to 10 day illness, with most people recovering completely with no complications. However, the flu is not to be ignored or underestimated. Let's look at the worst case scenario that took place 100 years ago. It was the Spanish influenza pandemic of 1918 to 1919, and it killed at least 50 million people worldwide. This flu arrived at the same time World War I erupted in Europe, a war that would leave about 20 million people dead over 4 years.
Wow. Amazing. We're going to come back with more in just a moment. Don't forget, Weiner Wellness Week, Winter Wonderland Sale, the last one of the year, next Saturday to Saturday, December the 1st through the 8th. We'll be back with Dr. Honigman right after this.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Again, 412-922-WELL, drweiner.com, Weiner Wellness Week. It is Winter Wonderland Sale. It's happening December the 1st through the 8th. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But now back to influenza and a very incredibly interesting topic, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. So we left off talking about the Spanish influenza pandemic of 1918 to 1919, which killed at least 50 million people worldwide, and that the flu arrived at the same time World War I erupted in Europe, a war that would leave about 20 million, that's a lot of people, dead over 4 years. However, consider that in 1919, the flu would kill more than twice that number in just 15 months, greater than the total number of all military and civilian deaths combined. People died rapidly after contracting this disease. In the United States alone, an estimated 675,000 people were killed in about a year. That's approximately the same number who have died of AIDS in nearly 40 years. Normally, those at most risk to influenza are infants and the elderly. However, in 1919, more than half the people it killed were in the prime of their lives. The average age of those who died was 28 years old. Do you know that every year since 1900, cardiovascular disease accounted for more deaths than any other single or group of causes of death in the United States? Guess what the exception was? What year was the exception? 1918. After being infected, some people were dying within 24 hours or less because the 1918 flu often progressed to organ failure and pneumonia, with pneumonia the cause of death for most of those who died. Some died within hours, turning blue from lack of oxygen as they coughed foamy blood up from their lungs and bled from their nose, ears, and eyes. It sounds like some type of horror movie. And it was. It was worse because it was real. So, that is the worst outbreak of flu in our history, the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic, and we have learned a lot since that time. We now know there are three types of influenza viruses that affect humans, A, B, and C. C is very mild, usually. Influenza A viruses infect a wide variety of warm-blooded animals, including birds, swine, horses, humans, and other mammals, and it is the most potent and dangerous and the one I will be discussing. You've probably heard of something called bird flu or the swine flu, right? Well, that would be influenza A. It's important to understand that there are many different versions of influenza A, and the current subtypes of influenza A found in people in the United States are H1N1 and H3N2, with H3N2 being historically the bad seed among influenza. So if you hear that H3N2 is circulating, that's probably a bad sign. Now, sometimes the flu results in relatively mild symptoms like a cold. However, flu usually comes on suddenly and is more severe than the common cold, resulting in a rapid onset of fever or feverish chills, a sore throat, and you may have a productive or non-productive cough. You could have a runny or stuffy nose, but you could have that with the flu as well. But this, I think, is a hallmark. The muscle or body aches and pains. These are prominent symptoms of an influenza infection, and they don't go away in a day or two. They hang around. Headaches, often behind the eyes. Fatigue, generally malaise. You know, you wouldn't be in bed those first few days. Some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Although last year, I remember a lot of people having gastrointestinal disorders with the flu. It's important to note that everyone with the flu will not have a fever. When I've gotten the flu, it was a very rapid onset. It seemed that one day I was fine. Next day, I wake up feeling fatigued and achy, not wanting to get out of bed. The influenza virus peaks approximately 48 hours after infection and declines slowly. Most healthy adults may be able to infect, and I think this is an important thing to know for everybody to learn, and that is most healthy adults can infect others beginning one day before the symptoms and develop and up to 5 to 7 days after becoming sick. So for most people, that means you will probably not be contagious after 7 days. The good news is that for most of us, the worst symptoms, the ones that make you feel like not getting out of bed, usually subside within 2 to 3 days, although fever may last up to 5 days, so the worst of it typically resolves after 3 to 7 days if no complications are present. However, cough and general malaise, that feeling of weakness and fatigue, may last for weeks. And that is for a healthy person with no complications. And that's how it's going to progress for most of us. And there will be no complications. Remember that. However, for some people do develop complications such as bronchitis or pneumonia. Viral pneumonia is the most serious complication, and that can develop quickly. So listen carefully. Listen and pay attention. Usually pneumonia is mild and not like the pneumonia associated with the Spanish influenza and resolves without treatment within a few weeks. Now, that's relatively speaking. I mean,
so
pneumonia.
Let me ask you, was it the pneumonia or the flu or a combination of both that really was the demise of millions of people back then?
Well, most of them contracted pneumonia.
Okay.
And an overreactive immune system. It was actually an overreactive immune system that killed most of them. Because probably the immune system had never seen anything like this before. This was new on the scene. And I have my own take. Remember, this was World War I. There was probably lots of people that were stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So this stress took a toll on their immune system.
Rapidly sped everything up.
Right. And now, you know, you already have a weakened immune system, and in comes this virus that your immune system has never seen before. Your immune system really overreacts to it. And actually, you, most people died from the reaction to their own immune system overreacting. But I will tell you how the flu actually, you know, does damage to your cells very shortly, and it's very insidious. So anyway, if you do get the flu, and it's serious, that can require hospitalization and can even be life-threatening, resulting in death. So now, how does it spread? Well, viruses spread between people by airborne respiratory droplets, commonly this time of year, late fall and winter, with peak activity from December through early March. So we are just about in peak season, and that will last for the rest of the winter. You can inhale the droplets directly, or believe it or not, this is even more common. You pick up the germs from an object, such as a telephone, computer keyboard, or bathroom door handle, and then transfer them to your eyes, nose, or mouth. Take home message, keep your hands clean.
Wash your hands. All right, we're going to come back much more on this topic, but let me just remind everyone, 412-922-WELL, if you'd like to become one of his many patients, and obviously with this knowledge, I think you would definitely want to consider that. And again, that's 412-922-WELL, Dr. Weiner, WINER.com. Weiner Wellness Week, the final one of the year. They're calling it Winter Wonderland Sale. 30% on most product. This is an incredible opportunity. And what a great way to celebrate the holiday season, too. Especially if you know people that obviously go there and get their product. You want to do something special for them and save money, too, and meet incredible people. Of course, all of the wonderful food, the guest speakers. This would be a perfect way to do that. Happening next Saturday to the following Saturday, December the 1st through the 8th. It's the Winter Wonderland Sale, Weiner Wellness Week, the last one until March of 2019. 412-922-WELL, drweiner.com.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, now listen, just some business. Don't forget, Winter Wonderland Sale, December the 1st through the 8th, next Saturday to Saturday. It's going to be happening at the Weiner Wellness Center. Get more information at drweiner.com, 412-922-WELL. Back to influenza, Dr. Honigman, and some fascinating stuff as we continue on this week's edition of Get Well Naturally.
Doc. Thank you, Rob. And a reminder that all of the supplements that I will be talking about that boost up your immune system, that help you prevent the flu, or if you get it, shorten the time that you are sick, will all be on sale for 30% off starting December 1st. So, well, we left off with how influenza spreads. So, consider that a fine spray of a sneeze creates a cloud of more than 500,000 virus particles, and the virus can live for hours on any hard surface where they settle. So, do your coworkers a favor, and if you have flu, stay home. Now, have you ever thought about how the influenza virus can do so much damage so quickly? I have. And this is what I've learned. Once the virus enters our respiratory tract, it binds to cells. And once inside, The virus commandeers our own cells to generate its own viral proteins and create more viral particles. In other words, it kidnaps our cells and forces it to do what it wants, which is to produce more virus. Once mature viral particles are produced, they're released from the cell, and then they go on to invade adjacent cells, eventually causing our cells to die. Its goal is to produce many copies of itself, then go on to attack even more cells. In addition, there may be an overreactive immune response to the virus, which results in considerable further damage to ourselves. So why is it so difficult for our immune system to recognize the invader and stop it before it takes hold? Well, if you've had influenza in the past, your body already has made antibodies to fight that particular strain of virus. However, the virus can evade our acquired immunity by undergoing a random and spontaneous mutation, resulting in relatively minor changes, but still forming a new strain of virus, which can limit or prevent our antibodies from binding to them. And this happens frequently. Even worse, but thank God, much less often, major changes in the virus occurs, resulting in large and sudden mutation as the result of two different viruses now forming a new subtype of virus. This new subtype may even jump from one species to another, and this is a very dangerous situation as it can be unlike anything our immune system has seen before. An example of this came from Asia, where an avian flu infected birds and then spread to humans. A number of humans became ill and died from the virus. It could have been much, much worse. Fortunately, this virus did not spread from person to person, but only among birds and then to humans, and so we averted a disaster. However, the threat still remains that another deadly avian influenza strain, in other words, a bird flu, could arise that would be capable of spreading from human to human and cause a pandemic. So what's the solution? Is it to be vaccinated? I believe primarily we need to take responsibility for our own health, building up our own immune system through superior lifestyle and nutrition choices, as well as including some powerful immune-enhancing and viral-fighting supplements, especially during this time of year, peak flu season. Remember, the flu, even though I scared you in the beginning with the Spanish epidemic, the flu is usually not a dangerous disease in a healthy individual. And if we are infected, it will soon be vanquished by a healthy immune system. Even the CDC, the Center for says most people with the flu have mild illness and do not need medical care or antiviral drugs. However, on the other hand, the CDC is now recommending healthy adults get vaccinated, even if they're not in contact with high-risk individuals. Now, it's not my purpose to tell you whether you should or should not get vaccinated. You need to make that decision on your own after listening to all the pros and cons. You will hear from differing viewpoints. So in the short amount of time that we have left, I will spend some of it on this topic to provide you with some food for thought. The flu is only caused by influenza A, B, or C. However, during flu season, there are many, approximately over 200 different viruses that can cause the flu or flu-like illnesses. Joel Furman, MD, says, as a result of the many and wide variety of viral strains, the flu shot covers less than 10% of the circulating viruses creating these illnesses. In the real world, the viral strains chosen for the vaccine simply cannot be an exact match. Only a partial match is ever achieved. So how effective is the flu vaccine at preventing the flu? We may never know, because it was the vaccine companies that funded many of the studies that have found vaccination to be helpful. The fact that government and medical authorities, despite the limited benefits, heavily promoted flu vaccination certainly points to collusion and conflict of interest. For example, Dr. Furman points out that almost all of the 15 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices have financial ties to the vaccination industry. Now, the CDC side of the story is that recent studies show that flu vaccination reduces the risk of flu illness by between 40 and 60% among the overall population during flu season. But then they say it is only if the circulating flu viruses are well matched to the flu vaccine and they are not effective for flu-like viruses, but only the strains of influenza that are a match. The CDC continues with, it's not possible to predict with certainty if a flu vaccine will be a good match because experts must pick which flu viruses to include many months in advance in order for flu vaccinations to be produced and delivered on time. In addition, the flu viruses are constantly changing, so it's not unusual for new flu viruses to appear each year or even within the course of one flu season. And what about the risks associated with the flu vaccine? The flu vaccine uses a mercury-containing compound called thimerosal as a preservative. The vaccine advocates insist that the amount is minuscule and that the type of mercury is not harmful. However, to get another viewpoint, I suggest you go to the website www.nvic.org. That's www.nvic.org, the National Vaccination Information Center, and search facts about mercury thimerosal in vaccination and make up your own mind. In addition, known adverse reactions to the vaccine, according to the manufacturer, include joint pain, swelling of the lymph nodes, itching, inflammation of blood vessels, allergic reactions such as hives and anaphylaxis, along with less common but still noted as a possible problem, neurological disorders such as neuritis, encephalitis, and optical neuritis. Now, as I said before, each person needs to decide the risk-benefit ratio for themselves and their children because serious complications and even death from a simple viral illness such as the flu can still occur. However, with what appears to be limited effectiveness of today's vaccines, the benefits to me seem relatively slight. We know that certain people are at greater risk of harm and death from the flu, and if you fall into one of these categories, the slight reduction in influenza strains may be of benefit. My brother falls into the high-risk category. He got the flu vaccine this year, but he still got the flu, or a flu-like illness, which developed into bronchitis and then pneumonia. He is getting better, thank God. I guess one could argue that it might have been worse if he didn't get the vaccine. Not my take, but I'm sure there are others who believe that. I remember last year being a very nasty year for the flu. Many of my coworkers came down with a pretty serious case. I did not get it. And I will tell you what my recommendations are for you not to get it, or if you do get it, have a much milder case than you would otherwise in just a minute or so.
All right. Coming up next hour, The Raja Show, he welcomes Regis McKenna, the man known for the Regis Touch. He's worked with such companies as Apple, Microsoft, Intel, AOL, Electronic Art, 3Com, the titans of the tech world. That's next hour. But right now, we have another segment still to come with Dr. Honigman, and we're talking all about influenza. Don't forget, all of the products that he's talking about today and others as well, all these incredible supplements, 30% off, going to be happening during Weiner Wellness Week. They are calling it Winter Wonderland Sale. It's the final one of the year. They will not have another one until March of 2019. It's going to be happening next Saturday, the 1st, through the following Saturday, the 8th. And again, if you need any information or if you'd like to become a patient of this man, it's simple. You call 412-922-WELL, drwiner.com.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, now listen, before we get back to more of this incredible topic of influenza, I want everyone to hear right from Dr. Joseph Honigman about what is going to be happening with Winter Wonderland, the sale, Weiner Wellness Week, the final one of this year, not to return until March of 2019, and it starts next Saturday, December the 1st, and runs through the following Saturday, December the 8th. So the time is just around the bend, Doc.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, this is going to be an incredible event. It always is. We're going to try extra hard this time because it is the last event of the year. As usual, there's going to be free food, free samples, free expert advice, wonderful presentations. I will be presenting four times. And all of our great supplements, our wonderful supplements, will be on sale for 30% off. And these are of the highest grade. They exceed good manufacturing standards. Okay, these are for professionals. So be sure to come in every day if you can. Listen to all of our wonderful presentations, eat lunch, and say hello to everybody who's going to be there. We'll all be very glad to see you once more. The event begins next week and will last through the following Saturday. And all of the supplements that I'm about to talk about now and all of the supplements that I've talked about in the past will be on sale for that incredible 30% off. So what are my recommendations? All right. To begin with, get plenty of sleep. When we sleep, our body actually heals, repairs, and restores itself. Our immune system makes more white blood cells and antibodies that attack viruses and bacteria. Most sleep experts recommend that adults get 7 to 8 hours every night, although more may be necessary during an illness. Next, we want to eat a whole food plant-based diet, including a combination rich in fruits, vegetables, and herbs and spices to provide antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, along with taking some well-chosen supplements to avoid getting the flu and to ensure a milder case of the flu if one is contracted. Also, as part of your flu-fighting routine, include raw garlic into your diet. Raw garlic has antibacterial and antiviral effects. However, it loses most of its antiviral and antibiotic effects if it's cooked or dried. And most of its disease-fighting ability is formed after garlic is mashed or chopped and exposed to air for at least a few minutes. So bottom line, eat raw garlic and let it sit for a few minutes before eating. Now, for the supplements. And again, remember that all of them, except the Argent and Silver, will be on sale during Weiner Wellness Week starting next Saturday. So pay attention and write them down if necessary. I used all of the ones I will mention last flu season to help me avert getting sick during an especially infective and virulent season. To begin with, let's start with Douglas Labs Mycoceutics. These capsules contain powerfully active constituents derived from 10 of the most healthful species of mushrooms that enhance the body's natural immune activity by interacting closely with our lymphocytes, T cells, and natural killer cells, and you know that they're all very important to our immune system. The mushrooms known for their medicinal qualities include maitake, shiitake, reishi, cordyceps, and all of them are included in this formula. If you forget their names, just remember the Wizard of Oz. Maitake, shiitake, reishi, and cordyceps, oh my. Maitake, shiitake, reishi, cordyceps, oh my. And they're all in Douglas Labs Mycoceutics. And they're on sale for 30% off. Elderberry. Elderberry works best if taken at the first sign of a respiratory illness. As do all of the supplements I will discuss. So as soon as you start feeling ill, take them. It helps prevent viruses from invading our cells. In a randomized study of oral elderberry syrup for treating influenza A and B infections, 60 patients suffering from influenza-like symptoms for 48 hours or less were enrolled in this randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study during flu season. Patients received 15 milliliters of elderberry or placebo syrup four times a day for 5 days. Symptoms were relieved on average 4 days earlier. That's quite a bit. And the use of any other type of medication was significantly less in those receiving elderberry compared with the placebo. The conclusion was elderberry extract seems to offer an efficient, safe, and cost-effective treatment for influenza. The study was published in the Journal of International Medical Research. We have the Sambucus Immune and the original Sambucus standardized elderberry formulas. And of course, they will be on sale at our Winter Wonderland event, along with all of the others, starting on December the 1st. Next, Pure Encapsulations Astragalus. This is a gluten-free, non-GMO and hypoallergenic supplement containing only astragalus with standardized active ingredient and a hypoallergenic plant vegetarian capsule, nothing more. Astragalus can stimulate practically all of the processes of our immune system because of its remarkable ability to restore the functioning of a suppressed immune system, and it also boosts the production of white blood cells whose function is to destroy invading viruses and bacteria. Pure Encapsulations Astragalus. Nutritional Frontiers Immunomax 3. This is a popular supplement at our clinic, and I've heard many testimonials in regard and how it helped he or she not get the flu or recover quicker than usual. Nutritional Frontiers Immunomax 3 is one of the most comprehensive immune supplements formulas available. It contains many beneficial constituents to improve our immune system and fight against the flu or any other co-infection we may have. One such immune booster is Mitake D fraction, a highly concentrated source of beta-1-6 glucans, which research has found stimulates the body's first line of defense, including macrophages and natural kill cells. Get some zinc. Zinc lozenges have been shown to shorten the duration of common cold and flu symptoms by an average of 3 days compared to placebo. And also, I believe colloidal silver is a great choice. Colloidal silver is a suspension of ultra-fine, electrically charged silver particles in water that produce significant antimicrobial activity. I'm recommending Argentin Silver. This is a professional-grade silver available only through licensed healthcare practitioners. It has the smallest particles ever seen in colloidal silver products, and third-party laboratories and universities have confirmed this. It is pure, meaning it contains only 99.999% pure silver suspended in pharmaceutical-grade water. No other manufacturer can make these claims and support them with evidence. That's Argentin Silver. It was a go-to supplement for me. In addition, a few quick tips. Stay hydrated. Clear broths and drink or eat soups. Add probiotics and good bacteria to your diet. And buffered C. I don't want to forget about that because I use over 1,000 milligrams three times a day. Actually, the recommendation is 2,000 three times a day. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Thank you for tuning in. And a final reminder that starting next Saturday, December the 1st, Weiner Wellness Week, Winter Wonderland begins and will continue through the following Saturday, December the 8th. It's our last wellness event of the year, with the next one not until March 2019. All of the supplements that I mentioned, except the Argentin, is at 30% off, and all of the supplements that I've mentioned in the past will be at 30% off. Great deal, great time. Have a wonderful evening.
Hey, Doc, good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Always helping you get well naturally. The Weiner Wellness Center. Weiner Wellness Week Winter Wonderland Sale next Saturday to the following Saturday, December the 1st through the 8th. Again, 412-922-WELL, drweiner.com.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!